Item 9.2, Don Vale Reserve. To petition opposing barbecue and picnic facilities. Do I have a mover for this motion?
I Council. Move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gowling. Councillor Downing.
We've been working on the Don Vale Reserve for a long time and finally coming up with the master plan, and I can
appreciate that people don't necessarily want a barbecue behind their property, but we have had swings at the reserve already and there haven't been any problems from those, and I think that a barbecue is as part of a social interaction now, and that it is a good idea to have it there. And I'm sorry for the people behind it, but I don't think it will be a great imposition on them. It hasn't shown that in the past, and I urge my fellow councillors to support it.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Councillor Gowling.
Look, I'd just like to add, sorry, that it's not actually final. The residents will also be spoken to further, because an action of the management plan is to consult further with our local residents regarding the barbecue area, and that will be undertaken closer to the time of its installation, which is in 2017. And that's and that should sort of hopefully see a more even spaced decision, and the community can come along with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 9.3, Heritage Restoration Fund 2015-2016. Consideration of applications and policy variations to the Heritage Restoration Fund 2016-2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
No.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes. Councillor Downing.
As Chair of the Heritage Committee, I'm really pleased to see that this these recommendations have come to us. I wasn't involved in the discussion of the allocation of the money. It's a process that's been going on for a couple of decades, and it is to try and encourage people to preserve the heritage homes and gardens and trees within our municipality. We don't have a lot, but I think we're never going to get anything old if we don't look after things as they age. So I'm pleased to see that most of the people that applied were given a grant, and it's not a total grant from us. They have to contribute as well. And I urge my fellow councillors to support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just support the Heritage Fund. It isn't a significant amount, but it is enough. It's like I've always been told, when the fence needs painting, you should paint it. So I just ask that our fellow councillors do all support the fact that we try to look after some of the older things in the area, and we just give a little bit of money out to some of the people to assist them in trying to keep them to a quality that's going to continue to be restored.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? I'll therefore put, there not being a speaker against, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 9.4, Municipal Fire Management Plan 2015, update and consideration of extension of expiry date. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Downing.
This is a statutory requirement that we have a municipal management fire plan, and there are some new regulations coming out, but we have to keep up to date with it, and it's important that we get this through. There have been a few additions, but nothing that major to it. But one of them that I wanted to point out, and I think it's how we show our responsibility towards the community, that of our incentives, which include garden waste vouchers, permits to burn, and we have changed the rules for the permits to burn in that they're now issued for 3 years, so that reduces paperwork for our officers and also gives our residents a three-year permit, so they don't have to be worrying about it every year. And we also have bundled waste garden collections. So those are some new things that we've been added. There's been a lot of work put into this, and I'd really like to commend our officers and outside bodies that have contributed to this. It's been Parks Victoria and the CFAs and whatever that have contributed to this and done a lot of work, plus our officers. And it's a long document and a very well thought out document, and I'm sure that you will support it, but I thank you for that in anticipation.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Councillor Kleinert. Is there a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 10, Assets and Engineering.
Mr Mayor, there are no Assets and Engineering reports.
Thank you. Item 11, Community Programs.
Mr Mayor, there are no Community Program reports.
Thank you. I would like to remind people in the gallery that we'll be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions that you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the Council through the normal channels. Item 12, Corporate Services. 12.1, Annual Report 2014-2015. Do I have a mover? Councillor Grugastopoulos.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, Mr Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Grugastopoulos.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Councillors, the 2014-15 annual report is a key reporting tool and provides a comprehensive review of Council's performance during the 2014-2015 financial year. This is the first year the Council is reporting on a number of service performance, financial and sustainability indicators under the new local government performance reporting framework. As we're aware, all Victorian councils have a statutory obligation to prepare an annual report that is in accordance with the Section 131 of the Local Government Act 1999, which is called the Act. And councillors, we, Manningham City Council, are now in position to give an in-principle approval to the general contents and the structure of the 2014-15 annual report prior to its publication. And then once approved, it will be sent to the Minister for Local Government, and a public notice will be placed on the Manningham Leader and the Age, advertising the community that the annual report 2014-15 is available for public inspection. So I urge all councillors to support this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Grugastopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Except to say, councillors, that this is a great report. This is a report that really does highlight what this council has done for the community, how we're doing it, and how we are measured. Again, this is where we as councillors, having successfully engaged with members of our community to bring forward and prioritise some of the key points of infrastructure. Great effort by the officers putting this report together. Great effort by Juanita and her team publishing this report. But again, I urge the members of the community, if they can actually sit down, reflect and read this report, because it does contain some significant milestones that what this council has achieved, what this council have done for them and how we effectively have spent their rates. What we do get in the community, councillors, is a lot of people that come to us and say, why are we doing this? Why aren't we doing this? Why are we approving this? What I do urge people to do in that respect is, look, probably one of the best publications that this council put out, and we do put out quite a lot of them, is the annual report, because it is reflective on what we as councillors and what we as a council as a whole do and how we are delivering. It is a great report, fantastic, well done officers, and well done to this council.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, Councillor, I might just also rise to speak briefly on this matter. My thoughts are very simple. I just wanted to commend the organisation for the work that they've done on this. The organisation listened to the community through its councillors when we commented that we felt we needed to get a more accessible and a more readable document produced. and they've done an outstanding job in re-scoping how this document's presented. It's a far more accessible, far more readable, far more digestible advertisement and summary of the achievements of the organisation in the past 12 months, and gives people a good understanding of the shape and scope of our council. So it's a wonderful achievement by not only the Marketing and Communications Department, but by the entire executive management team in producing this new format document. And we look forward to seeing further reports in future years adopting this new format. So congratulations to all of you. With that, councillors, I'd like to propose that I put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 12.2, Meeting Procedure Law 2015 adoption. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Gough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just rising to speak to this, I notice that whenever you run every meeting, or whenever a mayor is at a meeting and you've got the little sheet there at the front, you actually read out how our meetings are controlled by our local law. Well, this is a local law that we're making a little bit of an amendment to and an adjustment to. And so the process of the next meeting will have a few minor word changes in accordance with the new local law that we're going to hopefully put through tonight if councillors vote to do so. There are, I suppose, time is something. I think it's something like 10 years. I think we have to change our local law, but we're making these changes to the local law of our meeting procedures. Just as we had a good opportunity, I think, and it was good for us to review it, to sit down and have a look at what we do in our meetings, how we can improve it, what changes we can make. For example, just including into the meeting the questions from the public without notice, putting it into our agenda rather than having to move a motion to say that we can actually suspend standing orders, have a different process and then go back. It's automatically done because it's now in our meeting procedures. We've got another number of other adjustments that are made, and they're outlined there in the papers accompanying this. So it's sometimes not as straightforward as you think. There are quite a lot of little tricky things in laws and how they actually work out. But I think we've ironed out a few little hiccups, and we can actually have a meeting procedure that will work usefully for Manningham into the future. So, Mr. Mayor, I commend this, that we take action to pass this to get it approved to change our, or amend our local laws.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Councillor O'Brien.
Just to echo Councillor Gough's words, what a great civilised meeting we have sitting around this table. There's no scumbags, there's no pointing, there's no, there's none of that goes on in the federal state, and I think our higher tier governments could reflect on how well this council and how well councils across Australia operate. We are probably, when it gets to meeting procedures, probably one of the most heavily regulated in terms of what we can and can't say, and that's great because it does mean that we can all sit around, have a civilised debate, have meeting procedures that work and that are reflective on today's, society. So well done, officers. Well done for putting this together. It wasn't easy, I know, in terms of how we should do it and how we should keep up with the times, but you've done it. We thank you for that. And like Councillor Gough, I urge you to support the changes.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 12.3, Variation of Lease Between Council and Manningham Community Health Services Limited. Post-submissions. Do I have a mover?
I so move, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes, thank you. Councillor Gough.
Mr. Mayor, this is a pretty straightforward renegotiation, an extension of a lease, and a change to services that are being provided in the Lower Templestowe there. So in the Lower Templestowe area.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 12.4, MAV Advocacy Motions, October 2015. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galway.
I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted. Thank you.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Galway.
Yes, as Manningham's MAV rep, I have been part of party to these motions that have put before us. We've got three motions that have been up for consideration, and I really hope that my fellow councillors will endorse the three motions tonight that we can present to the State Council next month, being October the 23rd. They're three pretty strong worded statements, as you may all have read. One is the school focused youth services from Manningham, from us in Manningham, and that's to expand the services for mental health in the youth. Victorian Building Authority, and that is actually quite a big one, because I'll just find my little notes here. And the other one is the Metropolitan Planning Levy and Planning Application Fees. That has been modified from the original version of Daniel, which I'd like to sort of extend my thanks for the support from Mayor Jim, Paul McLeish. And so I'm sure that you've all read them and you all support these three motions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Zanny.
Well, I would urge you also to support them, and the one that is particularly close to my heart is the one which is a no confidence in the Victorian Building Authority. Mm. I think in recent times we've seen a lot of problems with outside contractors. We only need to think of the great big hole that appeared in the building site in Highbury Road. We need to think of the building in town that caught fire, and there might have been something odd happening there. And I think of one in our own ward where I'm getting a lot of phone calls from residents on a regular basis about a particular application which has been approved by a private surveyor, and having talked to our officers, if our officers had been controlling the whole process, it probably would have been a lot more controlled. There's certainly a lot of problems. So I'm really starting to wonder about how things are done at the moment, and I think that if council were to have a lot more involvement, it could be better for our residents, and that's what we're looking after. So I would urge you to support the motions, and I would ask Sophie to advocate fiercely, as I'm sure she will, sorry, Councillor Galbally, when she goes to the MAV conference, and I look forward to hearing you stand up and speak and advocate for these. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those four. Against? Carried.